Hello, and welcome to Handled-ish, Productivity for the Imperfect, a weekly podcast for those who want to elevate their productivity but aren't looking for perfection. I'm your host, Betsy Hayes, and I am so glad that you are here in podcast land or on YouTube. This is episode number 17, Fresh Starts and Happy Things. So, as you are going to hear this podcast, it will first come out on the 30th of April, which is the last day of April, which means tomorrow is May 1st. And May 1st is the first day of the month, which signals a fresh start. And that is what inspired me to talk to you about this whole idea of fresh starts. So, I love fresh starts. That's one of the reasons I'm an educator because the semester begins and ends, and there's always a fresh start. There's always an opportunity to regroup and try new things and start over, and it just makes my heart very, very happy. I also love first days of the month, first days of the season, first days of the quarter, first days of the week, right? Fresh starts are just really something that I enjoy. And several years ago, I actually even started doing something on the first of every month that I call new month things. And this has evolved over time, but it's just a really easy, little ritual I do on the first day of the month. So I will be doing this tomorrow. The first thing I do is I change my phone background to match whatever the month is. So sometimes that is holiday related, sometimes it's, weather related. Sometimes it's just sort of what I'm feeling. March, obviously, I had shamrocks. There were hearts in February, flowers in April. And tomorrow I will pick something that speaks to me to represent May. So I will be changing my phone background, and I do that every day on the first of the month. This next one is a little bit silly, but I changed the outfit in my Bitmoji. Because again, fresh starts is just a lot of fun. Over the years, I used to change my desktop background on my two computers, my work computer and my home computer. I haven't done that in a while, but just doing those two very small things really brings me a lot of joy, and it helps remind me that the new month is an opportunity for a fresh start. Also in my goal setting and planning, I like to, at the start of the month, decide what I want to do, what's important to me, and I take the time to do that prior to the start of every month. And I called this episode "Fresh Start and Happy Fresh Starts and Happy Things" because this is something I want to encourage you to think about. Do you do anything on the first day of the month, or the first day of the week, or when it the first day of spring, the first day of summer, the first day of fall, the first day of winter? Are these things important to you? Do you mark those days as and think about them as fresh starts? A couple other examples from my life. This year, this past December, on the winter solstice day, I got my first tattoo, and it's a butterfly. It's a turquoise butterfly symbolizing new beginnings. And I didn't realize at the time that I didn't do it intentionally, I have to confess, on the day of the winter solstice, which of course is the darkest day of the year, and then everything gets lighter after that. But upon reflection, it just was made the tattoo just so much more meaningful to me, and made it seem so much more aligned with a fresh start. So, do you do those things? I'm really great at marking the first day of summer. I always have watermelon. I have this recipe for raspberry lemonade that I probably only have on that day of the year. Usually, I also will make bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches because there's usually really great tomatoes here in Central California during that time. So it's just a meal that marks the first day of summer, but again, it brings me joy. It's a happy thing for me. I'm thinking that I'm definitely going to try to think of a fun meal that I can have on the first day of fall and on the first day of winter here in 2024 to kind of keep that going. As I mentioned, I'm really good about summer. I haven't done it on the other ones. I always get a new outfit for the first day of school, which I know is crazy because, I will have been teaching 25 years in August and I've had a lot of first days of school, but I like to have a new thing to wear on the first day of school in August. Oh shoot, I just thought of something else and now I can't think of it. So the fresh starts and happy things is something that obviously is fun for me. I love this idea from a productivity standpoint because it reminds us that pretty much at any time we can begin again. And beginning again is just a really important part of our lives to realize that, we can always start over on little things and big things and medium things. And fresh starts are sometimes a fun way to motivate ourselves to do that. If we everything's going great, we can just take the fresh start and do a happy thing and continue on our way. If there's a new thing, that we want to try, it's a great time to do that. If there's something that we don't like and is not serving us, it's a good time to get rid of it. And it can really be used any way that you want to use it. So tomorrow, May 1st, or whenever the next fresh start is, based on whenever you're listening to this podcast, I encourage you just to think for a moment, what are a couple happy things that you can do to symbolize to yourself that this is in fact a fresh start and you could do some things differently should you choose to. If you do not want to do anything differently, it can be a time of celebration. Yeah, it's a new month, but you know what? I'm crushing it and I'm just going to keep on keeping on. There's nothing wrong with marking the moment, doing some happy things to symbolize the fact that you're doing it. You're doing what you want to do. So that's something I really encourage you to think about. Oh, I just remembered my other thing that I do at the beginning of the semester. So on the first day of the semester, I take myself to the local bagel shop. Here it's called Uncle Harry's Bagels, and I get a bagel witch. And I sit there and I eat my bagel witch and I drink my coffee and I think about my intentions for the semester. What do I want to do? What is important to me? What do I want out of the semester? And then on the last day of the semester, I take myself back to Uncle Harry's. I get another bagel witch and coffee, and I reflect on my intentions and how the semester went. It's interesting. I don't get a bagel witch any other time, except for, I guess it's four times a year, right? At the beginning of the fall semester, the end of the fall semester, the beginning of the spring semester, and the end of the spring semester. And I do go to Uncle Harry's, though, in between, just so you know. Uncle Harry's, don't worry. And it's just a really fun thing. I do it by myself. I've never invited anyone to go with me because I think it's important to for me to sit and reflect on my own. And I look forward to those 2 days every semester for both setting intentions and also for reflection. So I hope this gives you something interesting to think about. So thank you for joining me today. I'd love to hear what you think. Let me know. My website, Betsy A. Hayes, HAYS.com. And please share this podcast and love to get more people in the handled-ish community. And also in the meantime, in between now and the next time we get to chat, take care of yourself and be kind. Be kind to yourself because you are doing way better than you think you are. Trust me.